Baby? What are you doing up? It's morning. No, that can't be true. Yeah, because it's still dark. So what if my eyes are closed? You got a point there. You know what? 5 more minutes, and then I'll be up. I promise. Princess, I just need a second to wake up. Huh? What? No, I'm not falling back asleep. How could you even suggest that? Okay. Maybe I nodded off a bit. God, how are you so energetic in the mornings? I don't know, Princess. Bed seems pretty comfortable right now. Yeah, based on what? Come here. Let me tell you something. No, seriously, it's important. Bed is so much better with a princess in the sheets. There we go. Well, here you are. See? Now you're more like a little dumpling. Gotta wrap you up nice and snug. Come on, sweetheart. We can just cuddle for a bit, right? No harm in that. Besides, it's in my nature to hibernate. Yeah, especially through cold winter mornings. And it's also my duty to make sure my princess is nice and safe and cozy. Don't you agree? No. Okay, Your Highness, then what should I be doing? Oh God, is it even time for breakfast? Oh, lunch, I guess. Yeah, but that requires getting up, and right now I'm feeling so nice and comfortable. Yeah, well, that's on you. For being so easy to cuddle. Come on, look at you. See, isn't this so much better than, you know, being awake and functioning like an actual adult? Is that right? How'd you sleep, sweetheart? Really? Yeah, I noticed. You barely twitched when I came to bed. But somehow you always end up being my little spoon. It's like a reflex, isn't it? Nah, I wasn't up too late. Just trying to beat the deadline, as always. I slept pretty good. With an armful of princess, how can I not? But do I envy your ability to sleep like a log? A warm, snuggly log? Yes. Yes, I do. Every single night. I think you somehow managed to enter another dimension when you're dreaming. Like, I hope it was a nice place, wherever it was. You know, speaking of food, it's a good day to make some pork buns. Well, yeah, of course. I think we have everything. Let's see. We have flour, yeast, sugar, salt, pepper, 5 spice, onion, 2 types of soy sauce, sesame oil, and olive oil. Got some ground pork, too. We haven't made any together, have we? Oh, this will be fun. You'll finally see all the work behind all those delicious steam buns. Don't worry about it. It's easy. 3 simple steps. well, three parts, really. There's the dough, the filling, the assembly, and I mean, the steaming part too, but that's like the final stretch. Kind of like the underwhelming boss monster at the end of some game. You know, while my princess dumpling is nice and comfy, let me give you the rundown. Yeah, this is how I was taught. The old family recipe, so to speak. You know, just so we're both prepared to take on this quest. Let's see. We start with the dough. And for dough, we'll need flour, that's right, and sugar, and yeast. The yeast helps our little buns get all nice and fluffy, kind of like yours. And the sugar melts in the dough and gives them a nice glossy texture after we steam them. Mm-hmm. For us, 2 cups of flour should be enough. Each cup of flour gets 1 gram of yeast and 1/2 teaspoon of sugar. And we'll put all of this in a mixing bowl with a flat bottom. Just makes the kneading easier for later. And we'll stir all that up until it's nice and mixed. And then we add some warm water. Not too warm, because we don't want the yeast to get overheated. But then we slowly add it to the dough. We can stir it in with chopsticks, because, well, that's how we do it. And when it starts to feel kind of like modeling clay, then, princess, then we can get our hands dirty. Just kidding. We have to clean our hands. And then thoroughly dry them. Because, you know, otherwise the dough would stick to you and make a mess. And princess, I don't think today is a mess-making kind of day, do you? Oh, well. I should learn not to speak so soon. Yeah. And after that, we start kneading. We pull the edges of the dough inward and push it down with the heel of our palms like this. Kind of like when I give you those back massages you love. And we keep on kneading for 4-5 minutes. Then we put on a lid and we let it rest for 10 minutes. Yeah, 10 whole minutes. I don't know, princess, what would you want to do? You naughty thing. As you wish. Yeah, even that. I guess before we spread the ingredients on the counter, we can spread you out first. Right, yes. Moving on. We mix the filling. Usually we use pork, but beef works. Any ground meat, really. Now, I'm not too good at measuring things. The culture kind of just suggests to eyeball everything, so I'd say for the meat, just around the same size as our dough. And if we have any left over, then we can make some meatballs and have pasta later. Sounds good, huh? And then we're going to add 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 5 spice, 2 tablespoons of water, a dash of sesame oil, a bigger dash of olive oil, and we mix it all up until it's nice and smooth. And we'll add some diced onions too, but that comes last. By then, the dough would have fluffed up a bit, so we knead it again for about 4 minutes just to get the air out. And we'll leave it to rise for another 20 whole minutes. And after that, we'll get out the biggest cutting board we have, dust some flour on that bad boy, and we'll roll out our dough into a kind of baguette shape, which we will divide into 12 pieces. And it's easier if you cut it in half, and then cut those halves in half, and then cut those into threes. I don't know. Just how I do it. Makes it easier for me, and just so I don't have to actually use math. Yeah. And then you gotta make sure to coat each piece in flour, or else they stick together. And that's not what we want. Then, with our palms, we squish each piece on the cutting board, and with our trusty rolling pin, we roll it out into, well, as circle-ish a shape as you can, and I'm still not 100% on that. It's an art that I hope to master one day, and today definitely isn't that day. But As long as it resembles something roundish and about 3 inches in diameter, it's fine. This is where we mix the onions into the meat. And then we'll scoop out a tablespoonish of filling, put it in the middle of our rolled out circles, and we pinch the edges of the dough around the filling until it's nice and covered up. And that's pretty much all the assembly required. When we've finished all 12 of our little buns, we cover them up so they can rest for another 10 more minutes. Then they can go in the steamer. A dedicated sauna, if you will. God, I wish we had one. Maybe a hot tub. Would be nice. Maybe it'll be a New Year's gift for both of us. Now, the thing with steaming is that you need to start with cold water in the pot. Remember to line the steam plate with parchment, or it's going to be a hell of a task getting it out later. You'll turn the heat up to full, cover up, and when you see steam start to rise, you can set a timer for about 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, we remove it from the heat and leave it in the steamer for about 5 more minutes, and we don't lift the lid, because if you do, they're going to deflate so fast. And after that last 5 minutes, then we got some cute, fluffy little pork buns. Even I'm kind of feeling hungry now. Are you? Princess? Sounds like my sweet girl's all tuckered out from just hearing about it. And here I thought you'd keep me up asking questions about the whole process because you're so interested. Well, if it gets me a few more minutes in bed, I am not going to complain. Sweet dreams, princess.